Let's talk about quantifying, right? Quantifying what you need to build a business. And I've gone through this, and you've probably heard of, you know, Kevin Kelly, you know, saying that, you know, you've got to have 1,000 true fans. And if you have enough people who are paying you $100 a month, right? $100 in a calendar year, you will then be able to build a sustainable business, right? So let's use that as a baseline, right? What can you do right now to give people $100 worth of value in the calendar year? Most of you on this call can figure that out. But if you can't, keep working on an offer where you can build, that you can give people something that is basically going to be $9 every month. Can you produce $9 of value every month? I bet you can. The first thing you got to do before you do that is define where you are in the process, right? So what are you trying to do in the business? You are trying to attract the people that are going to be tied to you. That's why you do the workshop. That is why you do the workshop. You got to attract the people who, when they hear you, they say, ah, you know what? I think I get it. I think I understand it. And it has nothing to do with you being the most articulate. It certainly, you know, it may not even have to do with you being the best looking, right? You may be the best looking or you may not be. It doesn't have anything to do with that. It really has to do with the fact that you resonate with people in a way that other people don't. And so basically, you got to start then taking, whether it's PLR or whatever it is, you remake it in your image. And you start creating solutions that your people want and your people really like. Satisfy. Listen, you don't have to satisfy. And this is really what will really change everything for you. And you will be unconcerned about what's happening on, let's say, Warrior Plus, JVZoo, and all those places, right? I see this happen where, and I've been there myself, where, you know, I say, well, you know, they're not producing the stuff I do, and they're producing crap, and I produce good things. None of that matters. You know what? You know why it doesn't matter? Because you've got to find your people, right? The people that maybe buy those things, they're not going to buy from you anyway. So it doesn't matter that they're selling stuff that does, you know, that might be crap. You've got to find your people. So basically, every time you put your workshop, you are basically trying to do a fishing expedition to find your people. And every time you open up your mouth on a podcast, every time you write your blog post, every time you put your mug on a video, you are not looking to outdo, not trying to outdo anybody who's a big deal on YouTube. You are looking for your people, right? You're looking for your people. And so you're going to get feedback. You're going to produce consistently and give generously, right? That's how you do it. And so don't get mixed up between what's going to take you there and where you actually have to go. What I mean by that is live streaming video is a medium, right? But you've got to find your true fans. So it's not about doing a Facebook Live or a YouTube Live. Right, again, remember, all those things can go away. So don't get caught up into what you're doing. You've got to connect with the people that are going to resonate with you, right? Vehicle can get people to stick. But if you can do a podcast and it'll work for you, do a podcast. It does not matter, right? Don't get caught into the thing. There are going to be some people that I cannot reach, that I cannot help, because they're not going to hear it from me. It could be my voice. It could be they don't like my, you know, they don't like the fact I'm married. They don't like the way, you know, they like my, you know, there could be any number of things. But you can reach some people and help those people in a way that I cannot, or that anybody on this call cannot. And if you don't get out and help those people, they're going to continue on in their life, probably not getting the results that they need to get, because you will not get out there. And so part of the process is you've got to get out there and you've got to put the bait out there before they figure out that you're the person that can help them, right? And so there's no other way around this process, right? Now, what do you want, right? What do you want? And you've got to quantify this in your business, right? So if $100,000 is your baseline, if you get $100,000, let's say you're shooting for 1,000 fans to pay you $100 in a calendar year. That's your goal, $100,000. That's a baseline. Will $100,000 allow you to attend all the conferences you want to attend? Right? Because if it doesn't, you got to raise the number. Right? Can you buy all of the courses you need to buy? So if you're going to pod, can you buy all of the premium podcast courses? You're going to be a podcaster. Can you buy all of them? If you're making $100,000, will that allow you to buy all those courses and to attend all the sessions? If it doesn't, you got to raise the number that you're shooting for. Can you support your lifestyle? So in other words, if $100,000 will allow you to support your lifestyle, right, the lifestyle you want, then fine. Then $100,000, then 1,000 times $100 is fine. But if it doesn't, you got to raise that number. Can you generate this kind of income without going to work 24/7? If you can't, you got to raise the number that you got to get. Right. So understand. 1,000 true fans times $100 is a baseline. You gotta back into that number though, based on where you have to be to do what you want to do. Make adjustments and factor in what your number will be. And then start looking at your product line. And this is where it might start to hurt you a little bit, but you gotta start looking at what you're selling. Let's say that you want to be 100% affiliate. What are you promoting right now? If what you're promoting is not going to give you 1,000 true fans times $100 a year, you got to change what you're promoting. You got to build a different kind of list. If it's not going to give you the lifestyle you want, then yeah, I mean, you can probably get more people onto your list, but you've got to start with this baseline of people, and you may need to do something so that number that you've got to get is going to be easier based on what you're trying to accomplish, right? You might have to be in a different marketplace and get a different kind of customer. Again, this is where you are going to start to do a different kind of work. You got to take a look at what you're doing. And if you're doing this, now is the best time to do this, right? Now is the best time. Now, what do you need? You and I fall into a lot of vicious cycles. Right. This is what we do. We start working on a project. Then we hit a roadblock. Right. Because why do we hit the roadblock? Either because we don't have the information we need. We don't have all the information or we don't have the tools we need. And so we hit a roadblock. And so what happens is we barely finish the project. Right. Because we didn't have all the stuff we needed. So because we didn't quite have all the right information, because we didn't have all the right tools, it either doesn't make anything or it doesn't make as much as we thought it should have. We then get discouraged. We then take a break. We then buy something new and shiny and we get on to a new thing, right? We buy a new tool. We get into a new strategy. We then never address the underlying issue that you did not buy what you needed. You never did. And so what you've got to do while we're in this process, during these months, here's what I hope that you will do. Break the cycle, and you're going to have to buy what you need. If you've been avoiding, they say, well, you know, I don't want to buy, you know, I don't want to buy a wishlist member. It costs $497. I'm going to get something cheap. And you know what happens? You go and you buy the cheap thing and you never use it because you never figure out how to use it. When if you just went out and bought, if you just sacrificed and went out and bought wishlist member, and I'm just using that as an example. If you just went and bought it in the first place and start running your memberships on it. And I use wishlist member because I avoided it for years. right? I finally bought Wishlist member, I think in 2017. And this is where, after I had been through Rapidashing Profits and, you know, this membership script, because I got them cheap and I got them on a launch and I got this thing and that thing. And then, you know, then I tried to use ClickFunnels, and ClickFunnels is a great tool. Didn't work for me. And one day my daughter, my younger daughter, and those of you who know, you know, my daughter Sydney used to run our support desk. She came in ready to scream and said, this is not going to work. And because she was doing all of our support, we had to get rid of ClickFunnels because customers were getting confused. And so finally, after 8 years of avoiding buying Wishlist member, I finally bought it, right? And guess what would have happened if I had just figured out how to do that from the beginning? Right, I gave up a membership in 2013 because the membership plugin didn't work right. I gave it up. What I am telling you is this. I'm not telling you to go out and spend a bunch of money, right? And make your spouse mad. That's not what I'm doing. What I am saying is, if you need to buy something, you need to buy it. And you need to, and it doesn't matter. Hear me on this. I want you to hear me. If it's not on the launch price, it doesn't matter, right? At some point, when you buy everything because it's on the launch price, that is survival mode, right? And at some point, as an information marketer, you have to transition. And what I'm hoping you will do during Extreme is you will transition from survival mode to thinking about this in a different way. Right, you have to move from, I got to get this during the launch price, you know, it's going to run out, you know, midnight if I don't get this thing, and you get this thing and never use it, right? It doesn't matter if it's on the launch price. If you know you need it, get it, right? If you know you need it, you got to buy it. You just get it, right? And if you will stop buying the stuff because it's on the launch price, taking a chance, you'll then have the money to get the thing you know you need. If the thing you know you need, if the training you know you need, I was on a training, I think 3 weeks ago about self-publishing, right? This guy who does self-publishing school or something like that, it's 1997. I thought to myself, man, I don't feel like paying 1997 to this guy. But you know what? You know what the fact of the matter is? If I decide I'm going to be in Kindle, and even if other people do it cheaper, what does it matter? What does it matter? What does it matter? If you will get what you need and go through the process and nail it down and get started, it's not going to matter. You will not care that you paid whatever you paid for it in another year or two. I call this the library versus the bookstore, and I think it's a great example. I sometimes will go to the library. When you have an overdue book, it costs you a quarter every day. And sometimes, you know, I would go and I would get all these books and bring them back home and forget about them and end up paying a fine. And man, you know, with all the money I paid in fines, they ought to give me a brick at that library. But I'm saying to you this, you know, if I had just gone to the bookstore and gotten the book, I'd have paid less than I would have paid in fines, and I'd still have the book. And sometimes, you know, this mentality of, I'm going to save all this money and I'm not going to pay what everybody else pays. I'm going to save a bunch of money and I'm going to get it free. Folks, all you're doing is you are delaying the process that you got to go through that you know you need in order to build your business. And you know what? I'll tell you this also. It doesn't matter if Wishlist member works for me and it doesn't work for you. What matters is what makes sense to you. If the thing that makes sense to you costs $19.97, right? Let's say you go to a presentation and or you look at it on the site and you know you can get something else cheaper because somebody else teaches it and it costs less, but this guy or this woman makes sense to you. If you know you need it for your business, don't try to get it free versus getting it if you know it's going to help you, right? That's what I'm saying. You need to put together the number based on this. What does the average price product sell for the one that's like yours? Look at your funnels. Look at what you want to produce. Here's a question you got to ask, whether you're affiliated or not. how many front-end sales is it going to take for you to get to your number in a calendar year? Divide that by 12. Divide that number by 30 or 30. Divide that number by 30. That's what you got to do every day. And so basically, when you start thinking of things in that way, when you get to your first threshold, this is different than saying, I want to make an extra $10,000 a year. I want to make $500 monthly. Those numbers do motivate you, and they will help you focus, but these numbers will help you focus better. Right? If you can come to this number, you have to come to this number. And now, here's another number. What kind of conversion rate do the products that you are working with convert at? Right? What are the typical conversion rates? If you know that the products that are going to get you this might typically convert at about 10%, you know what that means? That means then that you either got to have a certain number of affiliates, and you've also going to have a certain number of people in your list. It's not rocket science, it is math. If you will do this math, how many site visitors are you going to have? This will tell you how many people you need to be trying to get on your list, and how many people, and what you're going to do to get those people. Right now, again, if you have not gone through this thought process, this will help you. Right? This will change you. And you need to be thinking through these frameworks, because if you do not measure what you are doing, it's not going to change. I promise you that. You must measure what you were doing every day. Now, because some days, some days you don't need to be working. You don't need to be on social media. You need to be on the telephone, right? Quite frankly, some days you need to be planning on going to the next conference. You might say, well, you know, I don't want to go to Russell Brunson's ClickFunnels conference. I don't want to go to the Traffic Conversion. I don't want to go to JVZoo conference. That has nothing to do with anything. What matters is, how else are you going to meet the JVs you need to meet in one place? Are you going to meet them all by being on the telephone all day? Or are you going to spend $200, go to Florida, and go shake somebody's hand and find out if they'll be willing to promote for you, or if you can do something to serve them? I'm telling you, it's a different calculation. And maybe it's worth getting down there to that conference to meet some of these people, as opposed to say, I don't want to meet these people. They're all jerks, and they're all, I'm just telling you, everything that's happened to me, up from, I'd say 2013, 2017, happened because of a conference I went to, right? And I didn't know anybody. And Laura will tell you, right? When I go to these things, I'm not Aldo Chella, right? I'm not the guy. I'm not the life of the party. Here's a guy you think you knew your entire life. That's not me. I've got to drag myself out to go talk to people. But you know what? The few people that I get around to talking to, it matters, right? It matters every time I go. And the last conference I went to, I only got a chance to have personal conversations with three people. Every one of those people became a JV for me. Every one of those people invited me to promote their product. Every one of those people did an interview with me and helped me to promote their product. So I'm just telling you, right? All this stuff seems like it's not going to be worthwhile, but I promise you, if you will think differently about it, it will help you. Now, last thing, what are the obstacles? You got to overcome them, right? So nobody's going to tell you what your obstacles are going to be, but you are going to face at least one immovable obstacle in all of what we're going to be doing. And you're not going to be able to go to a YouTube video to figure out what to do, right? You're going to have at least one immovable obstacle. Some things are only going to work because you are dog determined to make it work, right? Now, I know a number of people, when they first get started in internet marketing, they have what I call, they have just that, they have this tenacity because they're trying to get to a number. And then, you know, what happens is they start promoting things and it starts to work. And then they make some sales and it starts working. And you know what happens? The dog in them goes away, right? The fire goes away. Because you know what? The worst thing that happens to them happened. They had success, right? I think it was in The Dark Knight Rises, right? Where Bane tells Batman. Batman throws a punch. Bane catches that punch. And remember what he told Batman? He said, victory has defeated you. In other words, you're soft now. You started winning, and now you're soft, and you've got nothing to fight me with. That's what happens to us when we start to have a little bit of success. Victory defeats us. Some things are only going to work because you get determined that they're going to work. Some things are only going to work because you figure out the workaround, not because you found a YouTube video, not because you were in a Facebook group, not because you bought the magic thing. Some things are only going to work because you get determined. Some things are only going to work because you figured out a partnership, right? Because you humbled yourself and you said to somebody, you know what? Do you want to do this together? Let's split the revenue on this thing, right? I'm not quite making it happen. Some things are only going to work because you find the right partnership. Some things are only going to work because you attended an event and met one person. Some things are only going to work because you did that. It will more than likely be a combination of all of these things. And what I will tell you from personal experience is be careful that you abandon one of these to try to get another one. It's probably going to be all these things to help you to overcome your obstacles. So don't abandon one for the other one. Do them all right now. I want to close with this, but I think it's fitting that you typically see somebody who got started and all of a sudden they shot and they all of a sudden got successful and they stayed successful, right? It happened right from the beginning. Something happened. And so basically they come back and they say, you know what? I found an easy method. I'm going to teach you the same thing. And so you start thinking that I tried what they taught me and it didn't work. Internet marketing sucks. These people are crap. I hate this stuff. Man, I'm not doing this mess anymore. Okay, you know, and I get that, right? Some things really are crap. But what you're finding is typically what you are coming across is the 1%. The people that tried something and by golly, it just worked. And then they kept doing stuff and it worked. And it kept working. And all of a sudden you look at this person, you say, well, man, this must not be for me because I wasn't able to get in and get started. It didn't work for me. That's the 1%, folks. That's the 1% that you're seeing. Here's what happens to the 99%. 2018, they start working on something. They kept working at it. Then, you know, they had a personal crisis. They picked it back up in 2019. 2020 was a pandemic, but they stayed at it, but it still didn't work. Late 2020, they started working on it. Still didn't work. They started seeing a little bit of success in 2021. And then by the time, before you know it, middle of 2021, it started working a little bit. Then by the time they got to 2022, something happened. And really, it wasn't magic. It was just that they decided to stick with podcasting, or they decided they were going to stick with Kindle writing, and they just stuck with it, and they kept looking for workarounds, and they kept buying stuff, and they kept trying to figure out another strategy. They kept applying the stuff, and all of a sudden, 2022, it worked. This is the 99% that internet marketing works for. So don't get discouraged because of the 1%, right? Because you're not in the 1%, that doesn't mean it doesn't work. You're probably in the 99%. And so what I'm going to tell you is don't stop working on something in internet marketing because it does not look like the 1%, right? What I'm telling you is get help.